ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
Welcome to the Japanese Children's Song Series at JapanesePod101.com. In this series, you'll learn Japanese language and culture through Japanese children's songs. Go to our site to hear full versions of the song sung by professional singer Kana Mizushima. Visit JapanesePod101.com and claim your free lifetime account now.
Naomi です。
Peter here.
JapanesePod101.com の童謡レッスン3へようこそ。
Welcome to our third Japanese children's song lesson. Naomi-sensei,
はい。
Can you tell us the name of the song we'll be focusing on this time?
富士の山。
A song about Fuji-san, or Mount Fuji.
This song is a really well-known song that celebrates Mount Fuji. Peter-san, to Japanese people, Mount Fuji is a very special mountain, but I don't think it's that well-known outside of Japan.
Really?
じゃない？そんなことない？Does everyone know Mount Fuji?
I think it's pretty well known, but it could be. You could be right. I mean, people who have visited Japan probably know about Mount Fuji. But those who have never been to Japan, or those that don't know much about Japan, may not know much about Mount Fuji. So let us just quickly explain, just in case. Mount Fuji, as some of you may know, is the tallest mountain in Japan.
Not only the tallest, but the most beautiful mountain in Japan.
According to Naomi-sensei. We talked about Mount Fuji in our All About Japanese series, so please check that out.
Also, you know, the Japanese indigenous religion, Shinto, is based on nature worship. So in ancient Japan, the mountains were worshipped as Shinto gods.
And it's for those reasons that Mount Fuji is so special to the Japanese people. So about the song, Naomi-sensei, what can you tell us about the song? For example, when and where did it originate?
This song was released in 1911 as a song for third grade elementary students. These days, you can actually hear the melody of this song being played at traffic lights in Shizuoka Prefecture, where Mount Fuji is located. Even some train station near Mount Fuji use this song melody for when the train leaves.
So if you're in Japan and you hear this and you point it out to a Japanese friend, I think they're going to be quite impressed that you know this.
そうね。
Now, as we mentioned, Japanese people are really proud of Mount Fuji. So, it doesn't surprise me that there's a famous song about Mount Fuji.
I'd say nearly all Japanese people know this song.
So, let's get into the lyrics, shall we?
Sounds great.
Now, unlike some of the other songs we've covered, the lyrics of this song are in modern Japanese. So, it's not that hard to follow along. But, some of the vocabulary and phrases might be unfamiliar, right, Naomi-sensei?
そうですね。That's right.
So, what we're going to do is go through it line by line. Naomi-sensei.
はい。
What's the first line, please?
頭を雲の上に出し。
Holding its head high over the clouds.
If you notice, there's actually no subject here.
Ah, right. But assuming the title, they're talking about Mount Fuji, right?
Ah, そうですね。Right. So let's go through this line. First, we have 頭を.
The word for head, plus the object marking particle, o.
Next, we have 雲の上に. 雲 is clouds, and 上 is above. So 雲の上 means...
above the clouds.
After that, we have dashi. This is the must stem of the verb dashimasu, which means to put out or to reveal or to show. The must stem works kind of like the te form here.
So can we hear the whole first line again?
Sure. 頭を 雲の上に出し
Holding its head high over the clouds. So, Mount Fuji has its head high over the clouds.
Kind of cute.
Yeah, and you could think of the peak of Mount Fuji sticking above the clouds.
Right.
Okay, and how about the next line?
四方の山を見下ろして
Let's break this up a bit. First we have 四方の山 Yama is mountain. But, Naomi-sensei, what's 四方?
If you look at the kanji, it's pretty easy to figure out. 四 is four, and 方 is direction. So, it literally means four directions, or in all directions.
So, 四方の山 literally means the mountains in all four directions.
That's right. 四方の山を見下ろして
見下ろして To look down on.
そうですね。Yes. This is compound verb, actually. So, we combine 見る
To look
with 下ろす
To lower.
So, we get 見下ろす which means to look down on.
So, Mount Fuji looks down on all the other mountains around it.
そうです。
Like it has a sense of superiority.
そう、そうね。Exactly.
Again, in the sentence, there's no subject.But we already know all these lines are talking about Mount Fuji. So, Naomi-sensei, can we hear the full line one more time?
四方の山を見下ろして
Looking down on all the mountains around it. So, remember the first line. Here's Mount Fuji with its head sticking above the clouds. Now, it's looking down on all the mountains around it because it's bigger than all of them. Next line.
雷様を下に聞く
Kaminari-sama, lightning. But isn't just kaminari lightning? How come sama, the most honorific suffix, is in there?
Ah, it's like Mr. Thunder.
Ah.
Actually, it's a good point. Sama is a polite name suffix, but we sometimes add it to kaminari to express our respect.
So you attach that suffix to kind of express your awe and admiration.
So, so ne.
It is pretty amazing. So, Kaminari-sama, makes sense. It's kind of like you're expressing your awe and admiration.
そうです。
For this like incredible thing that's happening. All right, what about after that? We have 下に聞く, to hear down below.
Right, it refers to Mount Fuji hearing the thunder rumbling below it.
Now, the English translation reads, it hears the thunder rumbling from below. So, this song is talking about Mount Fuji being above the clouds.Looking down on the mountains below, hearing the thunder below. I kind of sense a theme here.
そうですね。The lines of the song are emphasizing how tall Mount Fuji is in different ways.
Tall and big.
そうですね。
Bigger than these other incredible things of nature.
はい。
And now for the last line of the verse.
富士は日本一の山。
Mount Fuji is the best mountain in Japan. Japan is 日本。But it's often pronounced 日本.
そうですね, right. And 日本一 is a phrase that means the best in Japan. It combines the word for Japan, 日本, and the word for one, 一.
You can put different name places in front of 一 too.
That's right. For example, 世界一 would be
best in the world.
アジア一
best in Asia.
And so on.So in this case, Mount Fuji is 日本一の山.
The number one mountain in Japan. And from the song, we definitely get that message loud and clear.
そうですね。So listeners, what did you think about this song? Please let us know.
All right, that just about does it for this Japanese children's song lesson. Thank you again for listening.
じゃあまた。
Find a more detailed explanation of the lyrics at JapanesePod101.com. There, listen to the full version of this song in video format, complete with beautiful pictures of Japan. Go to JapanesePod101.com to get your free lifetime account.